I've got a question here from Dennis Sloan, who says, why is it colder at higher altitudes? I was told once that since you are going closer to the sun as you go up in the altitude, it'll get hotter. Therefore, as you're closer to the sun, it's hotter. Why isn't it warmer at higher altitudes? Why is it colder? Well, the reason, Dennis, is if you think about it, the distance between the Earth and the sun is a very long way. It's 100 million miles or so. And therefore, the distance between the Earth's surface and, say, the top of Everest at 29,000 feet is a fraction of the total distance to the sun. So it's a trivial change in the actual distance. So that isn't why the temperature changes, and it isn't, therefore, much hotter. The reason it's actually colder is because as you go up in the atmosphere, the Earth's atmosphere feels less pressure the higher up you go. And as gas rises and feels less pressure, this will make it expand. When the gas expands, it does some work. And if it's doing work, it must be losing some energy. And if it loses energy, its temperature must drop, because we define temperature as the average energy of the particles. And therefore, if the energy in the particles is lower, the temperature must be lower, and that's why at altitude the temperature appears to fall. In space, outside the Earth's atmosphere, if you're facing the sun, you can actually fry. And that's why spacesuits are well designed, especially designed in order to keep people from getting too hot in the sunny bits and too cold in the cold bits.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris Smith and Dr. Kat Arney. We're talking about the power of the wind this week and how we can get energy out of it better. Also on the way is our question of the week, in which we find out whether shovelling up snow from roads, roofs and pathways actually could contribute to global warming because we're not putting as much sunlight back into space. What do you think the answer is? If you'd like to get in touch with us, Kat's going to tell you how.
If you want to get in touch with us through Twitter, it's @NakedScientists, and you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Thank you, Kat.